Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789, with one exception. Our lines right now as telephone lines are down, but they're open for text. So when you have a comment or a question, text it. 844-967-2789. Sam, my producer, will then get it to me, and I will respond to your question or your comment on air. We're working on the lines, and as soon as they're back up, of course, we'll let you know. But in the meantime, 844-967-2789, but only for text for the time being. Okay, we're going to get back to what is going on. Russia says that Ukrainian helicopters raided an oil depot in Russia. End quote, that is not conducive to peace talks, end quote. Give me a break. First of all, Russia is the master of the false flag. What is the false flag? False flag is when somebody does something to itself, claims that the enemy did it, and use that as an excuse to invade. The ultimate false flag was in 1939 in Poland, when Hitler claimed that Poland attacked Germany. Poland had a minuscule military at the time. It was a peaceful country. It had been occupied and disbanded by Prussia, Russia, and Austria in 1795 and didn't even come back in existence until 1917. After the First World War, Hitler lied. He goes, oh, we've got to go in and defend ourselves, end quote. Then he sent the German army into Poland, and that precipitated World War II. Russia does it all the time. They're conspiring to do a false flag chemical attack, claim that Ukraine launched chemical weapons so they can respond. Russia's blown the U.S. has blown the whistle on Russia on that one. So I have no idea if this was a false flag. They bombed their own oil depot, because suspiciously there were no casualties. Usually in a false flag, there aren't any casualties, or may not be very few. On the other hand, Zelensky was asked about it, and he said that, quote, I don't give information on military orders I give. I kind of hope that the Ukrainians' helicopters did bomb the oil depot. Did bomb the oil depot. For Russia to have spent now about 6 or 7 weeks destroying a country, bombing them, murdering civilians, and then complaining that an oil depot with no casualties in their own territory a few miles in is a violation of their sovereignty. Give me a break. This is a Nazi country. It's a Nazi culture. And when I say a Nazi culture, I mean the tactics that they are using. Russia has a culture going back to the 19th century that is a profound European culture. They did produce Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, Pushkin, Tchaikovsky, some great mathematicians. They were a seemingly conventional, yes, empire, waning empire, nation in the 19th century. They turned to terror in the 20th century. Communism, Stalin murdered 20 million people. Everything that the Russians bring to any other country is terror and murder, fraud and torture. That is their culture. So when they say, well, we have been humiliated, our culture has to expand back in Eastern Europe. Their culture is the invasion of Budapest in 1956, the invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968, the invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Their culture is murder. It is a Nazi culture. We do need to denazify Ukraine. We have to do it by throwing out the Nazi Russians. That's what we have to do. As they leave, for instance, Bucha, suburb just on the outskirts of Kyiv, they not only murdered a number of civilians, hands tied behind their back, some of them bullets to the back of their head, signs of torture, they also left landmines. And what they did was they mined the dead bodies of the civilians. So some emergency team comes up to bury them or see if they're still alive, blows up the caregivers. They have mined a civilian area. That is a war crime. That is genocide. When is the West going to wake up and give them the weapons they need to keep the Russians away? Biden, I have to, how many times do I have to say this? Every 15 minutes on this show? Biden has one eye on Trump, who is a Russian operative, afraid of Putin, on the take from Putin. He's one of Putin's oligarchs. You put Trump in anything, you're putting in a Putin oligarch. He not only praises Putin, Trump, and says, I admire him, he's a genius. This is an exact phraseology from him. He gets all that land, real estate for $2 in sanctions. You know, no mention of genocide. Asked Putin for help in getting dirt on Biden even in the last week or so. And over the weekend was asked about it. And he shrugged and said, well, Putin would be the guy that would know. This is not a human response. It's not a sane response. People who support him in the Republican Party are not human. Yes, they can say, I agree with him on some policies, on immigration and otherwise. Fine. That is open to debate. And quite frankly, I don't agree with the immigration policy of the Democratic Party, to be very blunt. But at the same time, when somebody describes a genocide as genius and getting real estate for $2 in sanctions, attacking our president and praising Putin, that's treason. That's inhuman. That's treason. They have people at large in Ukraine right now. I told you about the Wagner Group. I told you about the Islamic terrorists from Chechnya going around murdering people to demoralize them and scare them. The butcher of Mariupol is still at large. Colonel General Mikhail Mezintsev. He is somewhat like Adolf Eichmann type of guy, except that unlike Adolf Eichmann, he hasn't yet killed as many people as Adolf Eichmann, but he's a sadist. He's a Russian. They have colonel general. We have major generals and lieutenant generals. They have colonel generals. They've lost a number of generals as it is on the ground. We've got to get them the weapons. I'll repeat it yet again. We have got to get them the weapons. We've just found out that China launched a cyber attack on the Ukrainian military and on potential nuclear targets in Ukraine before the invasion. The Chinese lie as a matter of history and a matter of culture. China is, if not the oldest, I think it is the oldest, older than Egypt, 5,000-year-old culture going back to 3000 BC. The various emperors, China in its DNA is used to being bossed by a strongman. For most of that time, they called him the emperor, and they kowtowed to him, and they couldn't look at it. If you looked at the emperor, you could be put to death. So if he came by in a carriage, I'm not sure why he did that, to jeopardize all the people who might look at him. You had to throw yourself on the ground, cover your head. These animals in the Chinese government were part of this invasion, conspiring with Russia to launch cyber attacks on the Ukrainian military nuclear targets before the invasion. And then they go, oh, I don't know. We're concerned. Now they're claiming that the U.S. started it. That is because the West looks weak. Get them the planes. Get them the missiles. And when Russia starts to lose even worse, the Chinese will come around. That's in their nature and their DNA. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Two texts only right now. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.